Congratulations. Your gift of a new day is here. Ready to live it big? You're listening to the Big Life Devotional Podcast. Now, here's Pamela to get you fired up for all God has available for you today.
Well, good morning, beautiful. Welcome to a brand new day of life. Happy Monday, my friends. I hope you had a fabulous weekend. I am here after hosting the Big Life Ranch Adventure Retreat. And yeah, the voice is a little scratchy, but I'm so grateful to still have a voice after all of the amazing fun that we shared. You might have been kind of stalking my social media accounts to see photos and videos of the retreat, and you might be highly disappointed because I've basically posted none. I was not on my phone. I was soaking in the time with amazing Big Life girls who had traveled from all around the country to meet in person and share an adventure together. But I promise within the next couple days, I'm going to get some great things posted so I can share it with y'all because, whoa, so much to share. But I'm so grateful that you're joining us here today. Welcome in, everybody from around the world. I am excited to share today's episode of the Big Life Devotional Podcast with you titled The Crappy Plans. Perfect for a Monday, The Crappy Plans. Did you know there are crappy plans on this day of life with your name on them? Oh, yes. Specially designed crap fest of frustration and overwhelm just for you. We can pretend as if it's not coming, but sister, we must realize the battle we're in and gear up to fight. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11 says, Satan will not outsmart us, for we are familiar with his evil schemes. Are you familiar with the evil schemes of your enemy? My friend, don't you know he's been taking notes on you? All your life he's been studying you and he knows exactly what trips you up. He knows what steals your peace, causes you to flip out, and brings out the worst in you. God has a plan for your life, and scripture tells us that it's a good plan, a plan to prosper you and fill you with hope. And you can be assured the enemy's plans are the exact opposite for you. He wants you to be defeated, desperately defeated, until you lose all hope. He wants you to wake up this morning and dread every part of this day of life. He wants you to be overwhelmed with all you have to do and find zero blessings in it all. He wants you to be stuck in the routine of it all. He wants you to first thoughts to be, oh God, I don't want to get up. Depression, anxiety, worry, jealousy, and stress are all on his list of plans for you today. Why? Because they render you ineffective and leave you discouraged. So listen to me right now. Don't fall into the crappy plans of the enemy. Step intentionally into the good plans of your heavenly Father who loves you and was up all night creating this day of life for you. Sure, Satan is smart and cunning and crafty with his crappy ways, but we are familiar with his evil schemes, and darn it, today he will not outsmart us. Remember our scripture, 2 Corinthians 2:11. Satan will not outsmart us, for we are familiar with his evil schemes. How many days of your life has the enemy's crappy plans won out? How many perfectly good days have you wasted being angry or irritated or grouchy or lazy or absolutely clueless to the sheer miracle of simply being alive? Sadly, we've all racked up a few days like that. Maybe we just weren't aware before. But God is now growing this awareness in us. And when you know better, you do better. What are your triggers? What little things get under your skin and cause you to act irrationally? What is it that trips you up? For some of you, it's that rough start to the morning. It's the snooze button and running late. Did you face that this morning? Hey, that battle was handcrafted for you by the enemy, part of his all too familiar evil schemes. Did you recognize it? Or maybe it's waking up to a messy kitchen, a sink full of dishes, and a reminder that the people you live with are 73% pig. That's always a trigger for these wild-eyed, crazy, ugly woman to come out in me. Yep, another handcrafted battle, part of the evil schemes to trip us up. Maybe for you, it's not really things going wrong, but things going well for those around you. You feel threatened by their success, and your fear causes you to act in ways you're ashamed of. Jealousy and bitterness get the best of you, and you're showing up as a version of yourself you don't even remotely like. This is your button, and the enemy has been slamming it, hasn't he? For others, the irrational actions are the result of assuming the worst in our overreactive imagination. Our minds are filled with negative thoughts, and Proverbs 23:7 tells us that as a man thinketh, so is he. So we think crappy thoughts, and of course, we start acting crappy. Now, whose plan do you think that was? Ding, 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 ding. Not God's. And here's the sad thing. We allow it. We fall for it, stumble right into it, and find ourselves living this perfectly beautiful day of life, upset or overwhelmed or frustrated and annoyed over the silliest things. Don't let Satan outsmart you. Aren't you familiar with his evil schemes by now? Are you really going to let those stupid arguments ruin your relationships? Are you really going to let those dirty dishes ruin your morning? Are you really going to be stirred up and upset that you're going to work at a job you once prayed you could get, and now you have it, but you're upset that you're going in there today? Are you really going to let those negative thoughts float around in your mind, unleashed, having a rave? Are you going to believe the lies that tell you you're not enough when God so clearly affirms that you are? It's a trap. Recognize these things for what they are. The enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He's after your joy. He's after your peace. He's after your energy. So you have to protect it. Intentionally step into the plans of God by looking around at this moment and seeing all that is good and all that is right in your life and appreciate it. Whisper a thousand thank yous today. Choose to bite your tongue and not lash out like you normally would over those small, silly things. It takes two to fight. Don't be one of them. We will not be outsmarted today. We know evil schemes when we see them. So not today, Satan. You and your crappy plans can get to scooting because ain't nobody got time for that. God has good plans for me, and I'm going to step right into them. You can be excited about this day of life and not dread it. God has good plans for you. Start looking for those and intentionally step into his good plans. Receive them. Make yourself available. And don't be fooled by the enemy's crappy plans for you. They're there. See them. turn from them. Hey, can I pray with you today? I would just love if we could start our Monday together here in prayer. I wish we were in a room together. I wish that we could be huddled in a circle together right now. We're not, and that's okay. We get to join together from around the world and pray and know that God is hearing us right now and responding to our prayers. So join me now. I'll lead us. Hey, God, good morning. God, we are so grateful that you have given us a new day of life, a new week of life. Thank you for the opportunity to live. Thank you for the opportunity to start again and do this right. We receive today as the gift that it truly is. Thank you for it. God, I thank you that you have good plans for each and every one of us. Would you help us to see those good plans and intentionally step towards those plans? And God, would you open our eyes to the crappy plans that the enemy has for us that just distracts us and derails us and keeps us from living up to our fullest potential? Would you help us to see what he's doing and the mess that he's stirring and turn away from it? God, we want your best. We want what you have available for us. Help us to see where we're settling for anything less or being fooled. Lord, I'm so grateful for everyone you've brought to hear this today. Thank you for your Holy Spirit that just speaks individually to us to just help us with exactly what we need for today. I lift up every ear listening to you right now. I just lift up their lives to you, their families to you. I am asking God for your provision for today, exactly what they need today. I'm asking for your protection over our families. Thank you, God, for this day. In the name of Jesus, amen. My friends, thank you for listening today. I love getting to speak into your life. I hope you'll meet us here again tomorrow. Have a beautiful day. I love you wildly. Bye, everyone.
You were created for a big life. We'll help you do it. Join us each weekday for a new Big Life devotional podcast. If you're ready to dive into the Big Life way of living, visit our website at biglifehq.com.